Imagine a world in which post-traumatic stress no longer robs from millions who suffer.
You don't want to get help because you're embarrassed. You don't want to tell people the dark stuff that you've went through.
That stigmatism of you can't talk to people is so true.
Post-traumatic stress is not a disorder. It's an injury that can be healed quickly so that those who suffer get back to thriving in their families, communities, and mission.
And I said, I don't want to live this trauma again. Right. And he goes, you don't have to. Yeah. And I said, what?
The experts, they forgot to tell me I can heal. I didn't know that I can get rid of PTSD.
Each week, we tell a skeptical world what is possible with stories of those who have successfully cured their trauma.
I just remember being able to stand by the water and look up at the sky and hear the noises. And I didn't think they were gunshots. I was like, those are Disney fireworks.
I don't even know what to imagine for myself now, my future, because I have one.
This is Life After PTSD. I want to welcome everybody to another episode of Life After PTSD. So excited for this episode. We recently had, it's just a wonderful guest. Lori Al-Hadef came on with us and sort of shared her journey as a parent who suffered loss like nobody would ever want to experience. As a result of the tragic shooting February 14, 2018 at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in South Florida. And today, Carrie, we've got some really cool guests who are part of that group that Lori shared with us about Make Our School Safe. And they're going to share some of their stories, some of the things that they've learned. And I'm sure that this is going to be an amazing, very heartfelt, touching episode. And so, Carrie, why don't you kind of take it away and maybe introduce some of these guys and just kind of talk about maybe a little bit of the background and we'll get started from there and hear from them.
Well, sure, I can introduce them since I just met him about 5 minutes ago, right? Yeah, so we have Alexa, Stephanie, and Luke, and you guys are all part of clubs at this that have come out of this, Make Our School Safe, so that it's see something, say something, do something, talk. They're promoting kids to talk about what's going on, right? So that we, and I don't know. So which one of you, does one of you want to share and tell me a little bit about how that started or how did you first, and again, whatever you're comfortable sharing. So how did you first start even to hear about this, the Make Our School Safe, or decide that you wanted to be a part of this?
So originally I was, trying to start up a club, a different club with my friend Jason. And it was pretty much like, so after the shooting, me and a couple of friends raised a bunch of money, like I believe $24,000, $25,000. And we donated it all to the school. And Lori Al-Hadef actually gave, I think, another $6,000 or $600, something like that. And she contributed to as well. And we got bleed kits, or Stop the Bleed kits for every class at Douglas. And
what did you get for the kids
during that time? I'm sorry.
What did you get for the kids at Douglas with that money?
Stop the Bleed kits.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Luke, if you would. Yeah, Luke, share for the good of the audience. Would you just share what that is? There's probably some that would not be clear on what. Can you just unpack that for a second?
Yeah. So pretty much it's like a life-saving kit, and inside of it they have tourniquet. Some gauze, just basic first aid things that you can use to stop someone that's either been, I mean, you can really use it for anything, any kind of major bleeding. It doesn't have to be obviously for a shooting. We don't teach it like that. We teach it as any event, like you cut yourself with a pair of scissors or something. So yeah, pretty much just like that, something to stop the bleed.
So Carrie, are you just, I mean, let's just process this for a second. Think about how casually he said, after the shooting, we raised $25,000. Look, do you understand? Like, I don't know that I saw $2,500 in after school money from jobs that I worked my entire high school or whatever. So for a guy like you to be able to do something like that is an incredible feat. It's amazing, you know, just to hear that. I love one of the things that amazes me about this generation of kids coming up is you guys are fearless and there's like no limits with you guys. Like the sky is the limit for what you're capable of doing. And you have no like belief inside of you that says we can't do this, no matter what the dollar amount is, whatever the problem needs to be accomplished. So I just want to commend you on that. Like, I don't know that you guys realize how significant that is, but for those of us who are not your generation looking at you, it's impressive. It's amazing. And you inspire us in that sense. So cool, man. So cool. So continue on. What else? Tell us some more. What's the rest of this story?
So basically we wanted to start like a club that Well, actually, after we raised the money and we got the kitchen, at that point, I believe all the teachers in school were getting trained to learn how to use them that summer. And I was in class one day, and obviously I got the kids into the school, and one of my teachers was talking, I believe it was my English teacher, and she was saying how she would not, even though she was trained, she wasn't feeling comfortable to use it, and like she still wouldn't use it in a situation if it was needed. And I came home that day, and I was just like talking to my mom, and we both thought that was like very odd, because they've gotten trained and like obviously what just happened. So I was just talking to her, and I was like, well, we should get trained ourselves. Like, we should have the students get trained so everyone else knows how to use it. So that's kind of how my idea started. So originally I wanted to make a club where we sort of teach everyone like basic first aid stuff, and but obviously our main thing would be the bleed kits, and we got shut down by the school for that. So when we I was talking actually to Alexa about this, and then she was like, oh,
why did you got shut down?
Yeah, they tried to tell us that we wouldn't have enough material. I mean, we even had the fire department with us. Like, we're very close. Me and a couple of friends are very close with the chief of the fire department. And we had enough stuff to teach for the entire year and years to come. But they just didn't believe in it. So, yeah, pretty much that's it.
Wow. Well, that's impressive. So you were talking to Alexa.
I was just talking to her. Yeah, I was talking to Alexa, and she mentioned the Make Our School Safe Club. And I said, I was talking to my other friend, Jason. I'm like, we should absolutely collab with them. Like, that's something that's perfect. Like, we need that in school for sure. So that's that's pretty much how it started for me. Mm.
That's awesome. So when you were talking to Alexa about, Alexa, can you share about when you guys had that conversation, like what did you tell him? What would you tell someone about what you're doing with the club?
For a little bit of a backstory, I guess you could say.
That'd be great.
During the shooting, unfortunately, I was in the 1200 building. I was on the first floor. And after the shooting happened, I felt really like lost. And I obviously felt a bunch of different feelings that most people won't understand. And then one of my mom's friends had texted her and was like, listen, Lori Al-Hadef, her daughter, unfortunately, died in the shooting. And she's starting this nonprofit organization. And she wants to get kids from the school to come and join and help her get it started. So I went to the first meeting because my mom made me go. And I was like, I'm not doing this. Like, I'm so upset. I'm not going to be involved in this. And then me and Lori just had a really good connection from the start. So before any of the clubs were made at any of the schools, I would be working with her once, twice, three times a week, getting the main organization started. We were speaking at a bunch of different schools all over Florida. We went to New York. We did interviews. We did everything we could to get the word out about obviously what needed to be done after this horrible tragedy happened. And so me and Luke have been close forever, and we were just talking, and he was telling me about the whole Stop the Bleed thing, and I thought it was such a good idea. And then he had told me that the school wasn't very enthusiastic about it, and I was like, well, what if we start to make our school a safe club at our school, and then we can have the Stop the Bleed be one of the main parts of the club. So then it kind of just took off from there. We got all of our friends, a bunch of kids we didn't know who wanted to be involved. And we just, unfortunately, everything with Corona happened. So it kind of has taken a toll on the club because we can't do much now that we're not at school, but we've still been trying to just do as much as we can to get the school educated on everything in case any other emergency ever happens or anything else that we would need to be educated on. And yeah, props to Luke because he's done a really good job with everything that has to do with the club. And I think that we work really well together, and we're just trying to educate our school and every other school so that something like this really never happens again.
Absolutely. I know one of the things that Lori Al-Hadef said is just getting the kids to talk to one another and getting, you know, just sharing if somebody is struggling or thinking about something or having a tough day, or more than that, that they can talk about it. So that's one piece of it, but this club is even bigger than that. I mean, it sounds like you're your vision is for it to do a lot of things.
Yeah, definitely.
And Stephanie, so you're at a, so let me, so you, Luke and Alexa, you guys are both at Douglas or you're at different schools?
No, we're both at Douglas.
Okay. And then Stephanie, you're at the other guy. So Stephanie, are you doing a club at your school as well? Or how does that work?
Yeah. So, following the shooting, I realized that school safety and, mental health awareness was definitely not talked about in schools a lot beforehand. And I was always super close with Alyssa and Mrs. Al-Hadef as well. So when I heard Mrs. Al-Hadef was creating the Make Our School Safe organization, I reached out to her about how the club process would be and what to do, how we would set it up, what the organization would really do and what we would try to do as a club. And after talking to her, I realized I really wanted to start the club. It took me about a year to pass it with administration and everyone because there was a lot of,
Are you serious?
I brought it to their attention in October of my sophomore year and I didn't get it approved until May of my sophomore year. I feel like, a lot of it might've gotten a little political. Definitely they didn't want, something that would incite fear. I'm not sure, but either
saying make our, I have a club, make our school safe. It's saying, you know, maybe they're not safe, right?
Yeah, probably.
But of course, if we're not open, if we can't talk about what's going on and you can't share that, you know, people are having mental health issues and there is this stigma, right? Nobody wants to get help or say that nobody wants to raise their hand and say they need help. And we're not safe if people don't want to say when they need help or not, you know? So that's interesting. Good job. Anyway, keep going. I interrupted you.
For sure. And I'm not mad at my administration at all. Now we're super close. And I just really had to go and explain in depth, like we're just really promoting school safety and unity in our school and mental health awareness. So as a club right now, because of Corona, we're really focusing on the mental health aspect of it. We did a Johns Hopkins psychological first aid course. So now we're like certified in psychological first aid so we can see how to react after a trauma.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it was really interesting. And we're also currently fundraising for Stop the Bleed kits like Luke and Alexa did. We're almost at our goal. Since we're a smaller school, we only had to raise, I think, $3,500. Which is still a lot. Granted, I believe we're at, I have to guess like either 2,500 right now or somewhere closer to 3,000. So we're getting there.
We'll get them there.
Yeah. and then last year we, for our Alyssa project, because every Make Our School Safe Club has an Alyssa project. Which is dedicated to Alyssa Al-Hadef and in her memory. We planted an MSD Memorial Garden at Pompano Beach High School. And then there were 17 flowers that each represented the 17 victims in a certain way. So, for example, like Jamie Guttenberg's flower was orange because that was her favorite color. And Alyssa's is blue because that was her favorite color as well. So we really put a lot of thought and meaning into all the flowers, and that's still there. And now we're really just focusing on unifying the school and just making it a safe place for people to speak up, or if they have anything that they notice about school that they would like to change, we just want to be that outlet where they can come talk to us and we can relay it to our administration.
So once you got it approved with the school, I guess you still had, then let's see, then we shut down, right? I'm trying to think. Let's see. You got approved. You had still half a year before we shut
down. So I'm a senior right now. So sorry. I probably should have specified that. We've been going for a year and a half right now. So we have about 15 or 20 students that join. And we just, sometimes we do like roundtable forums and we talk about different things that we've noticed and like mental health stigmas and things like that. And then other times we'll do more structured events. Guest speaker who was one of the psychological first aid responders at Douglas, she's coming to speak with us in March. So we love our guest speakers. So definitely.
Hey guys, yeah. I want to ask a question of all three students, and whoever wants to chime in first is totally fine. You know, maybe there's a student out there that's listening to this that's, you know, at another high school and, you know, across the country or whatever, and they would want to get involved in something like this. Like, coach them up for a second. You know, if they wanted to get involved, they wanted to start a club like this, how would they go about doing something like that?
So on the website, I believe it's www.makeourschoolsafe.org, you can find all the information about Make Our School Safe, and I believe there is a button or a bar that says like start a club or start a dream team, things like that. Then you can get in contact with either Miss Kataya Grodzki, or I'm sorry, Alex, I think I said that wrong. Or Mrs. Alhadev, and they will give you more information. They're super great about really walking you through the steps and saying things like that. And then afterwards, a lot of the times they'll put that person in contact with one of us, a Make Our School Safe president at a different chapter, because we have, I think, somewhere like around 15 or 20 clubs across the US. So they'll put you in contact with maybe one of us, and we can help you as well. But if you guys want to add, please
feel free. Yeah, that's awesome. So what about, what's your favorite part of something that's happened through Make Our School Safe since it started? Like do you have something like that to share, or?
I don't think I have like a specific thing, but like, just like the feeling of being able to like help someone in need is like something that makes me happy. So I just got joy in that.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead.
This doesn't have anything to do with the club at the school, but I've been lucky enough to speak with Lori at a bunch of different schools around Florida. And my favorite part is definitely just seeing how much people that I don't even know care about me and my school and what happened to all of us, and just the things that people say to me after I speak, when it's obviously such a hard thing to talk about. I don't even like talking, like it's been 3 years and it still gives me the chills every time I talk about it. But just seeing the impact that all three of us really, that we've had on people's lives. And even if it's just a little bit, it helps a lot. And that's probably my favorite thing about it.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, I think the whole country was, obviously it didn't impact us like it did you. And we don't understand how it impacted you. You know, tremendous in the, we weren't there, right? So we can't totally understand it. But I mean, the whole country stopped that, you know, that day. And, you know, we were up here in Orlando, and it's almost like it reverberated around the country. Like, what happened? You know, we had had the Pulse shooting before that, which is different. It was nightclub, like it wasn't a school. You know, somehow it wasn't okay that they had a shooting, but when it was a school in Florida, you know, just a few hours south of us, it was, I don't know, you know, just overwhelming to think that it can happen anywhere, right?
It just broke our hearts, because this is not, so like there needs to be an innocence that kids are still allowed to have. And, you know, I just remember, Carrie, I don't know if you can speak to this, but just being in high school, you know, like the biggest problem I had was figuring out, you know, what are we going to do on a Friday night for fun? And, you know, what sports do we want to play with? I mean, it was just a lot more innocent. And you guys have had, from our vantage point, it just seems like with all of these things that have happened, you guys have had to grow up. And I mean, even the fact that you're talking about bleed kits, I mean, this is just, this would have been foreign, you know, in our time in high school. And I mean, so my heart breaks for you guys that, I mean, I'm so proud of you for rising up and being a part of these clubs and recognizing, hey, okay, if this is the new normal, unfortunately, that we live in this present age, then we're going to be about doing something big to and positive and good and everything. But just the fact that you even have to respond to this need is really the thing that breaks our heart, you know, for you guys, because it just wasn't that way. It just really was not that way when, you know, when we were in high school.
Well, and let's face it, if mental health, if people start paying attention to mental health and really focusing, and when they notice something, they say something and they do something about it, right? And I mean, you know, it could certainly change a lot of lives, right? Things like this don't have to happen if people respond. Not that I'm going to get into that, but yeah. So Alexa, I mean, yeah. And Alexa, thank you so much for sharing. We definitely don't want you to, feel like you have to share, you have to say more than you're comfortable with. And I know that you already said like, oh, it's still terrible after 3 years, and that's normal, right? Unfortunately, because when things happen, your brain gets in that thought of fear again, you know, when you have those feelings like, oh, could something happen again? But I love that you've taken something negative, a horrible, horrible negative thing, and you're doing something really positive. All of you guys are. And are you guys planning on taking this to college? Who could say you're a senior, Stephanie? Alexa, are you, what grade are you in?
I'm a senior.
Okay. And then Luke, are you all seniors?
Yeah, I'm also a senior.
Are you going to take this to college with you and start these on college campuses as well?
That's the plan, but I'm not sure where I'm going yet.
Yeah. Stephanie, what about you? Do you know yet what you're?
I don't know where I'm going yet. It's still really up in the air. I'm still waiting back from I think 8 colleges, but I do plan on hopefully taking the Make Our School Safe Club to wherever I go. I think it's super important to even talk about it on college campuses because it's definitely not just limited to K-12, and school safety is important worldwide, honestly.
Well, yeah. And if you can start changing the trajectory, changing the conversation now, you know, you're not going to be, it's not going to be this taboo, subject that has so much stigma around it, you know, like, oh, I don't want to tell anybody I'm going to counseling. I have one of my clients, he said to me, I don't know, probably 6 months ago, he said, yeah, I was at a staff meeting and I finished it. And I started to say, I'm going to go see my therapist. And he said, then I pulled back a little bit and he was like, and then I thought, gosh, if I was going to the gym, if I was doing anything else, it would be no big deal, you know, but to say, I'm going to see my therapist, you know, he was like, oh, and he went through a traumatic event of his own. That's the only reason he's coming. It's not like it's anything that happened, anything he did wrong, right? Something happened to him and he was just processing it. And it's terrible that our society feels like we can't talk about that. So I think it's really important to be able to talk about mental health.
Yeah, that was like the thing that stopped me before I went to therapy. Like I was always scared of the thought of like telling people, oh, I gotta go to therapy. Like I don't want anyone to think I was like scared or like anything like that. And it really just changed my viewpoint on a lot of things in life, like especially obviously the tragedy that happened. But then a little bit less than a month after that, my grandfather also passed away. So I was dealing with like a lot at that time, and just going to therapy and talking about it really definitely made a difference. And if anyone out there is listening and is scared to go, I definitely recommend to go. It's definitely a life changer.
Luke, it's so awesome for you to say that. I think you may not ever even understand the power of just even saying what you just said right there, that it's okay to do that. So good for you, man. And I hope that some of your peers are listening who are struggling, because you don't have to, not in that way. Right. So good for you. Thank you.
And I would also echo that, you know, if they've been to therapy and it doesn't work and it wasn't good, then you didn't have the right therapist. Find another therapist. You know, it's amazing to me if people go to the doctor, you know, if you have something, if you break your arm, and I think Lori Aladeff talked about this a little bit, you know, if you break your arm, people can see your arm's broken, right? But if you break your arm and you go to the doctor and they don't fix it, they don't do anything, you don't feel better or feel different, and you don't feel comfortable going back and telling the doctor, hey, this isn't working for me, then you need to find another doctor, right? Like you need to find somebody else. Like you're not, nobody would stay with him, but somehow, and you wouldn't say, oh, well, I guess my arm's just going to stay broken. You know, you're like, no, find another doctor. And therapy, I say it's the same thing. You know, it's not, sometimes it's not the right fit. Find another therapist. And you know, it's amazing to me. The brain is so intricate and there's so many things that can misfire, just like, you know, we can have things that go on with our, you know, kidneys or our heart or a muscle, you know, pull a muscle. And the brain is so much more intricate. Of course, there's going to be things that sometimes fire differently or chemicals that maybe aren't as balanced. And why not go to the, you know, it's like, why is that a stigma? But it's not a stigma to go and say, oh, I pulled my muscle in my leg, you know, like, so yeah, thank you for sharing that, because honestly, mental health is so important even for our physical health. You know, if you're physically not healthy, often it affects your mental health. And I say this all the time. I said, you know, there's a stigma around mental health, but if you're not mentally healthy, often you're going to feel physically bad as well. So it's just so important to me. It's like going to the gym and working out, or just getting exercise, working out in general, right? We're going to, you know, it's something just good to do, to exercise your mind.
I want to ask one more question just to kind of close out the show. And this is anybody, any of you guys, any of you three who wants to answer this question. If in 10 years time, if you could just dream for a second and you could establish, you could see Make Our School Safe become something that, you know, realizes a particular dream or a particular hope or expectation. What do you hope for, you know, high school students in 10 years from now? You know, as a result of what you guys are sort of the seeds that you're sowing right now, what kind of world do you hope they're living in, and what kind of school do you hope that they're a part of at that point?
Well, personally, I would hope that school shootings would not be happening as often as they are now, because I think that it's become way too like normal for kids these days to expect it to happen, just because it's happened at so many different places, so many times. But I would hope that every school everywhere knows about the Make Our School Safe Club, and it's like the cool club to join, and everyone wants to be in it to make sure their schools are educated, and that it's just a very popular thing, and that everyone has a desire to make their schools as safe as they can. And it's not just, oh, those 20 kids are just doing it for us. Like, everyone should want to be involved and make their schools as safe as they can, so that no one has to go through what any of us kids had to go through.
Someone else.
Definitely to piggyback off of what Alexa said, I hope that they're as popular as like clubs like National Honor Society or Key Club. I hope they're definitely gaining like membership, and kids are really realizing the importance of school safety and mental health. And I really hope that we can help not solve, but at least work through mental health problems at the beginning, because that's honestly where a lot of these things stem from. So I hope that students and honestly people everywhere just realize that like it's okay to ask for help, and it's okay to go like talk to someone about it. And I know the Make Our School Safe Club and the Make Our School Safe organization in general is definitely working towards the panic buttons. And Alyssa's Law. So Alyssa's Law wants to basically add a panic button in each classroom, so a teacher could press it and it would ring directly to the local police and fire departments. So I hope that we get that Alyssa's Law passed in all 50 states. But yeah.
Awesome. Luke, how about you, man?
For me, pretty much the same things they said, but as well as, I don't think people understand like the real impact that they can actually have, not even by like being a president of the club, just by being a member. Like, the things that we do in these clubs like are such important things and important topics that are being talked about. And I just think if everyone realizes what the power of like that little club in your school can do, is something that should be talked about more, and something that should be popularized, as Stephanie and Alexa said before.
Well, guys, I can't thank you enough for coming on and sharing what you're doing. Maybe somebody could tell us real quick again, just restate, if you know somebody's out there, not just a student, just anybody that wants to kind of get involved, what's the website? How do they connect with you guys out there with Make Our School Safe?
So the first step you would take, you would go to www.makeourschoolsafe.org. And then there should be a button on the website that says either start a Make Our School Safe Club or start a dream team. Then you can write an email and reach out to Lori, and they will help guide you through starting the club process and probably put you in contact with another Make Our School Safe Club president, who would be happy to help you start the club at your school from learning from their experience.
Well, we encourage our listeners to do that. Maybe there's students listening or parents or just people that want to get involved from the community that maybe can help our little school there, push them over the top to get their donations needed. We would love to see that happen. That would be super cool, right? To the three of you, you guys are fantastic. We're so proud of you guys, and we wish you all the best. Can't wait to see where life takes you and the big things that you're going to do in the future, as you're doing so many things already in the face of your fellow peers to encourage them and build them up. So thank you guys for sharing. For our listeners out there, please visit that website, get involved in this cause, and share this story. There's somebody out there that needs to hear this particular episode, that this is super relevant to them. So if you would just share that, we would appreciate it. And we will catch you next week for another episode of Life After PTSD. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and give us a 5-star review and share it with your community.